The rising death toll among American forces in Iraq is reverberating in funeral services back home across the United States. Yesterday, a memorial mass was held for Boston native Chief Warrant Officer Kieran Kennedy. The 43-year-old was killed in Iraq when the Black Hawk helicopter he was piloting was shot down over Tikrit on November 7th. Five other soldiers died in the incident. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Meyeroff reports.
Kieran Kennedy's family has strong Catholic roots in West Roxbury, a neighborhood of Boston, where he grew up the fifth born of 10 children. But his final return to the parish where he took his first communion was a solemn memorial mass. Thirty-five priests filed into St. Teresa of Avila as the Boston Police pipe and drum band played. Representatives of the U.S. Army carried into the church a framed picture of Kennedy in his Army uniform and a folded American flag. Kennedy was in the 101st Airborne Division, based in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. The mass was said by Kennedy's brother, Boston priest and Navy chaplain Bill Kennedy. Father Kennedy says his family's faith has been tested by his brother's death.
So it was 2 weeks ago when we heard the news reports and read in the paper that a helicopter had been shot down in Iraq. We did not fully understand. We knew that it was Kieran's unit, it was his type of helicopter, and it was in the city where he had just told us he was going. We hoped and prayed that it was not his helicopter. We asked ourselves how God could have allowed our brother, a loving husband, father, and son, to be killed. We looked for a divine presence on the battlefield, a miraculous hand that should have saved Kieran, but it was not there.
Instead, Kennedy says his family has found comfort in the support of a wide network of family and friends. Kennedy said when his brother was young, he gave his parents a run for their money, but made them exceptionally proud. He was a brother with a mischievous smile and a helping hand. And Kieran Kennedy hated to be away from his children, ages 11, 9, and 3. Kennedy's brother-in-law, Charles Messenger, eulogized him, remembering his love of the outdoors and childhood stunts.
Daredevil backflips off the Bass River Bridge. Scuba diving in Boston Harbor, especially when he came face-to-face with a 12-pound lobster, and they both thought, lunch. Well, I remember Kieran going from a skinny teen to a bulked-up military man, delighted in giving big bear hugs.
Messenger said Kennedy loved to fly, and in his deployment to Iraq, he flew daily missions in hostile territory. As the funeral procession pulled away from the church, Kennedy's wife, Kathy, and their two oldest children walked slowly behind the hearse. It was an eerily familiar scene. Like another Kennedy who was killed 40 years ago yesterday, November 22nd, Kieran Edward Kennedy also gave his life in the service of his country. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov in Boston.